Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me.
Say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I
ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm going to kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen, amen. Praise God on the night. Praise God. We want to thank everybody for tuning in on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Yours truly is in the building, the Black Twins of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to introduce y'all to our new segment, Extraordinary Fridays. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we just, amen, showing you, amen, how to live, amen, an extraordinary lifestyle, praise God, which is really an ordinary lifestyle, praise God, hallelujah. We're going to get into, amen, all that a little bit later. Let's go ahead and get into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you be present with us on the line on today, that you lead us and guide us through your word. Hallelujah, Lord, that you give us your divine revelation on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And we thank you in advance, praise God, for the word, for the revelation, hallelujah, for the healing, amen, for the salvation, for the deliverance that we are about to receive on tonight. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift your name up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God and amen. Praise God. Once again, we want to welcome everybody, amen, to Extraordinary Fridays with the Black Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost. We thank God for each and every last one of you who have tuned in on tonight, those of you that have called in on tonight, those of you that's out there on Facebook Live. Praise God. We thank God for you guys as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you that got your Bibles, praise God. Let's go ahead and start getting ready to get into this word on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be going to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1. We're going to be starting at verse 5. I'm going to give y'all a little time to find it. Hallelujah. It's you go to the New Testament. You got Matthew, you got Mark, you got Luke. Amen. It's the third book, the third gospel, the gospel, hallelujah, according to Luke. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And the subject for today, amen, for tonight, praise God, is going to be, you can be righteous, hallelujah, and still have no faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. You can be righteous, hallelujah, and still have no faith. Praise God. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. When we started chapter 5, hallelujah, amen, of Luke chapter 1, praise God, hallelujah, it reads, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abba, and his wife was the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Praise God, hallelujah. So we're going to start in chapter 5. We're going into the parents of John the Baptist. Praise God, hallelujah. I know this is Christmas, and everybody's expecting a story about how Jesus was born. Hallelujah, amen. But the Lord said, amen. Praise God, amen. We're going to get out of the traditional, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, amen. We want to concentrate today not on Mary, the mother of Jesus, not on Joseph, the father or the adopted father of Jesus. Amen. We're not even going to focus, hallelujah, on the birth of Jesus tonight. We're going to focus on the parents, amen, of John the Baptist on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And like we just said, verse 5, praise God, establishes, amen, that who these two people were. Zacharias was a priest. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. So he's a man of God. Hallelujah, amen. He's a priest. And back then, as much like it is today, praise God, hallelujah, a lot of people trip about paperwork. Do you got your paperwork? Have you been ordained? Who ordained you? What church came out of? Amen. What school you went? Hallelujah, amen. It's much like it is today. Hallelujah, amen. So Zechariah, not just being in the bloodline, hallelujah, of being a priest, not just his wife was in the bloodline of Aaron the priest. Hallelujah, amen. They also he had to be well versed. He had to be educated, praise God, in the word. Hallelujah. So he was taught somewhere along the way. There was some schooling involved. Praise God. Hallelujah. When it came to being a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. So not only was he in the bloodline of being a priest, praise God, he had also been schooled. Hallelujah. He had also been taught. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He had a degree. He had a doctorate in theology, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. So then let's go to verse 6. It says, and they both they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to say that, read that one more time. And they were both righteous. Hallelujah. Before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Praise God. Hallelujah. We only hear really about somebody being mentioned like this in the Old Testament, and that was Job, somebody that was blameless, walking all the ordinances of God, walking all of the commandments. He didn't say they walked in some of them. Hallelujah. Most of them. Praise God. These were diehard religious Jews. Praise God. Hallelujah. They walked in all of the ordinances. That means they did all the fasting that the Jews were supposed to do. They did all of the praying however many times a day. Praise God. Hallelujah. They went through all the religious rituals, the feasts. Hallelujah. Amen. All of the holy days. Praise God. They observed all of that. Praise God. They didn't leave anything out. Praise God. They were very, very religious. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, God said, amen, they were righteous before him. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to establish that these people were holy. Hallelujah. These people were men, and this was a man and a woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. They followed the laws of God. They did all his ordinances. They tithed. They gave. Hallelujah. They fasted. These were good people. Hallelujah. Amen. A good church-going religious people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 7 says, well, I got to establish the kind of people they were. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 7 says, and they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. So they were old. They were old folks and didn't have no kids. They didn't have no successor, amen, to pick up the torch, so to speak, and carry it. Nobody to follow in his daddy's footsteps. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 8. Watch this. Verse 8 says, and it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, hallelujah, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So his assignment as the priest, as his assignment on this time, was he was the one that goes into the holiest of holies. You know, he goes into the holy place. Amen. And he burns incense unto the Lord. Now, this is important because in the Old Testament, we've learned that the Spirit of the Lord dwelled in the holy place. Praise God. Hallelujah. That the Spirit of God dwelled in the holy place. Hallelujah. Amen. We learned, amen, from Moses, amen, when Aaron's kids, one of their kids went to go burn some incense. Hallelujah. Amen. And God called it strange fire. Hallelujah. Amen. And they died because they did the religious ritual wrong with the fire. They broke the wrong kind of fire and they died. Hallelujah. Amen. And what we're seeing here is this is his job. This is Zechariah's job, to go back there and burn these incense before God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we look at it in verse 8, it says, the priest's office before God in the order of his course. Hallelujah. Amen. So it was believed, even at this time, the belief was that the Spirit of God dwelled in the holiest of holies. Praise God. And you had to be cleansed. You had to be righteous. You had to be pure at this time. Amen. To go back there and burn incense, to go back there and make sacrifices. Amen. Because they believed if you weren't pure, God would strike you down. Praise God. They had the priests wear bells around the hem of their garments praise God, amen, so that they could shake the bells in case, amen, something was going wrong. And they also put a rope around you, amen, in case they did drop dead, amen. They wouldn't have to go in and risk dropping dead too, amen. They would just pull the dead priest out, praise God, by the rope that was tied around you, praise God. So his job is to go before God and burn these incense unto God. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, and the whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of the incense. Praise God. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Praise God. Hallelujah. So an angel of the Lord appeared before Zacharias. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 12 is when it starts getting good. Watch this, because it says, and Zacharias saw him and was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. This when I first read this years ago, I was like, this stood out to me, because you're supposed to be in the presence of God. And you're old. You've been doing this a long time. This ain't your first rodeo. This ain't the first time you've gone back there and burnt incense unto the Lord. And if you were assigned at one time to burn incense unto the Lord, you've been also assigned, hallelujah, amen, to sometime in your career as a priest to make sacrifices unto the Lord, to go into the holiest of holies and sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat. These are all things, praise God, hallelujah, you would have had to do within the course of your career. So being in the presence of God should be something that was ordinary. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But here we are, an angel appeared, just an angel. I say just an angel because if I've been in the presence of God, amen, what is an angel to me? It's like being around a lion, a tiger, praise God, hallelujah. Now I'm around a cat. What is a little cat, amen, praise God, when I've been around a lion? Hallelujah, praise God. What is a dog when I've been around a wolf? Hallelujah, praise God. I've been around the bigger thing, the scarier thing. Hallelujah. I've been around the thing that should frighten me the most. So why am I getting scared when this cat comes along? Praise God, hallelujah. Why did fear fall upon the man of God, hallelujah, when he was in the presence of an angel? Praise God, hallelujah. We going to find that, hallelujah, because the angel going to snitch on him in a second. Hallelujah, amen. But in verse 13 it says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah, and to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom, and the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. So let me break it down what's just happened. Zacharias has just got an answer, hallelujah, to his prayers delivered to him personally by an angel. Praise God, hallelujah, by an angel. Not by a prophet, not by a priest, hallelujah, not by the wino on the corner that stands up with the sign and say, Jesus loves me. Hallelujah, amen. All the prevots didn't give him a call. Hallelujah. None of the other priests gave him a call and said, I got a revelation from God to give you. He got this revelation, amen, from a being that cannot be described in words. He got this from something that isn't human. Hallelujah, amen. He brought this from an angel, hallelujah, a spiritual being, hallelujah. He didn't hear this from flesh. See, I could have understood what's going to happen next if it would have been just a phone call from his homeboy, or even if one of the priests above him would have gave him a call, or even if a prophet, hallelujah, would have came along and prophesied this to him. Hallelujah, amen. But what happened next shocked me, because an angel has given him a revelation that he is going to have a son. His name is going to be John. That God has answered his prayers. Keep in mind, I want you to remember, these are righteous people. These are people that believe in God. These are people that follow all of his ordinances. These are people that know the word from the front to the back. You know those people that can quote you a scripture? Hallelujah. Then they expect you to quote a scripture. Amen. Praise God, because they done memorized the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you better not say one word out of place. Hallelujah. Praise God, because they done memorized the NIV or the King James Version. Praise God. This is one of those people. Hallelujah. One of these people that you, as a saint, sitting in the pew, as you coming up, because these people are old. These are our elders. Hallelujah. These are our seniors. These are people that we're looking up to, people that you're looking to gain spiritual enlightenment from. Hallelujah. People that you're looking to get spiritual advice from. Praise God, to help you along your journey. But watch this. This man, a man who fears God, hallelujah, believes in his word, follows his commandments, just heard this revelation from an angel, and this is his response in verse 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? Hallelujah. For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whereby shall I know this? In other words, let me translate this from this old English language. How I know you're telling me the truth? How can I believe this is going to happen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm old and my wife old too. Praise God. It'd have been one thing if I was old. I done seen some old men have some babies, but I ain't never seen no old woman, hallelujah, have no baby. They tell me when they hit 40, 45, 50, it's out of there. Praise God. You're really pushing it at 35, 40. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you mean to tell me my wife, who is old, hallelujah, amen, finna get pregnant by me, who is old. Praise God. Things ain't working like they used to, angel. Praise God. So I don't see how this going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want you to understand something. Praise God. In the way he's asking this, he's not asking this because personally, I would believe God. I would believe what this angel is telling me, but I would still want to know how it was going to happen. Hallelujah. I believe you, but how this is going to happen? I need to know how this is going to happen. Hallelujah. Can you show me how it's going to happen? Just being nosy, how it's going to happen. But this isn't the way this man is asking this question. He's not asking it as if I know this is going to happen, but how? He's asking, like, I don't believe this is going to happen. I don't see how this could even come to pass. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Praise God. But I'm old and she old too. Hallelujah. Praise God. But look what the angel said in verse 19. The angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. And I am sent to speak with thee and show you these glad tidings. Hallelujah. Amen. The angel caught an attitude. You asking me how this going to happen. First of all, look what he's saying. I am Gabriel. Who are you to question me, first of all? Hallelujah, amen. Who are you to question an angel? Praise God. Hallelujah. You're questioning an angel, and he say, I stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah, amen. Right then, he's telling on Zacharias to us. He said, I stand in the presence of God. In other words, I've been places you ain't never been. You ain't never been in the presence of God, Zacharias. Hallelujah. So how can you question me, an angel, who stands in the presence of God, about what I'm telling you right now? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me get a little bit more scripture out the way. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to get into it. Hallelujah. The message that the Lord wants us to know tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 20, he says, and behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Praise God. We're going to stop right there for right now. Hallelujah. We'll move on if the Holy Ghost says so. Hallelujah. Well, what the Lord wants us to see here. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is speaking to two types of people right now. He's speaking to the Zachariases of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the people who are following the Zachariases of the world. What do you mean by that, Elder? Praise God, hallelujah. Many of us come in church, or we might have came up in church. We might have just got in church. Whatever the case may be, when you're not that you're in church, not that you're following God, hallelujah, you're looking at the people that are in the pulpit preaching. Praise God, hallelujah, because they're preaching faith. Hallelujah, they're preaching wait on the Lord. Hallelujah, they're preaching the law to make a way. No doubt Zacharias being a preacher, being a priest, hallelujah, had to preach sometimes. Praise God, hallelujah. He's no doubt he preached that to believe God. Hallelujah, the Bible says he kept all the commandments. Hallelujah, the Bible says he kept all the ordinances. Hallelujah, the Bible says that he was righteous in the sight of God. Hallelujah, praise God. So that wasn't the issue. God still counted them as being righteous people. Hallelujah. The problem is, the issue is that Zacharias had never had a personal encounter, a personal experience with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all of the training that he received from his schooling, all of the DNA in his bloodline coming from the bloodline of the priest could not, amen, prepare him for an experience with God. It's just not, amen, the same as reading, hallelujah, and learning as it is experiencing an actual encounter with God. Praise God, hallelujah. And that becomes a problem, amen, inside of the church, inside of the body of Christ, because you got the Zacharias who's leading us. Hallelujah. But they haven't had the experience. So when you come to them with a faith question, praise God, hallelujah, you're not necessarily getting a faith answer. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Here is a man that received a revelation from God that God has moved in his life, and he doesn't believe it. Hallelujah. This is something he's been praying. Not only that, the Bible says that in verse 13, the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer has been heard. So this is something you've been praying for. Hallelujah, Zacharias. You've been praying for this. Hallelujah. You've received an answer, but you don't believe the answer that you have been given, which is okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people believe that they will pray their whole lives and not receive what God has been asking them for. So what are you praying for? When the Bible clearly tells us, whatever ye so desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received it and ye shall have it. If you don't believe you received it, you're not going to have it. Praise God, hallelujah. So there will you go, hallelujah. God has given you a revelation. God has given you a vision. God has given you a dream. And you go to Zacharias, and Zacharias can't relate to what you're saying, because even though he's a righteous man, hallelujah, even though he fears God, even though he follows the ordinances, even though he's a religious person, even though God looks at him as righteous, he's never had an encounter with God. So what he tells you, hallelujah, amen, is not going to be so much spiritual advice, hallelujah, amen, as it would be more common sense. advice. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God gives you a dream, let me give you an example. There's a show called The Real. Amen. Y'all know, y'all probably watch it. The Real come on with the four girls come on there. One of them named Lonnie Love. Praise God. Lonnie Love is a stand-up comedian, talk show host, actress, all that stuff now. But in the beginning, she was an engineer, an industrial engineer, making upwards of $75,000 a year and was still being underpaid as a black woman, but still was making $75,000 a year. So she decided she don't want to do this no more. I want to go be a stand-up comedian. I want to give up a job, hallelujah, with a guaranteed check that's going to keep me in at least in middle class status. Praise God, hallelujah. Going to have me live comfortably. I'm going to be able to retire with a little change, in the bank down the line, praise God. Perfect life planned out. Praise God, hallelujah. And then she goes and starts telling people, I think I'm going to quit, hallelujah, and be a comedian. Praise God. And she said everybody looked at her like she was crazy. Hallelujah. How you going to quit a guaranteed job to go live a dream? Hallelujah, amen. You would expect that kind of worldly advice from worldly people. Hallelujah, amen. But I'm here to tell you today, this is the kind of advice, amen, that the Zachariuses are giving. Hallelujah. Praise God, because they can't see it. Hallelujah, amen. They can't see this happening. Amen, praise God, even though they've read the word of God. The word of God tells us, hallelujah, that I will give you houses you didn't build. Praise God, and vineyards you didn't grow. Praise God, hallelujah. But yet, amen, you keep telling me I have to go build my own and I have to go grow my own. But God says, I'm going to give you something you didn't build. I'm going to give you something you didn't grow. But the fact of the matter is, you've never had that encounter with God. So what's ordinary to me might.
Amen. Praise God. Hold on 1 second. 1 second.
Amen, amen. So this experience, amen, that Zacharias has had is extraordinary to him. Praise God, hallelujah, because it's the first time he's had an encounter with God. Amen. The issues going on, amen, today in the body of Christ, praise God, is that our leaders have not had that experience. They've had the training. Hallelujah. They're religious. They're righteous. They believe in God. We're not taking any of that away, but what God wants us to understand, praise God, hallelujah, is the people, amen, that you're going to expect to have a faith answer. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, ain't going to have that faith answer because they've never had that experience. They think they don't know what faith is. Hallelujah, praise God. Faith is believing what God said, amen, he was going to do. Praise God, hallelujah, and not having faith in what you can do. Hallelujah, amen. See, there was a shift somewhere where everybody started saying, I need to have faith in myself, faith in my abilities, faith in what I can do. What about what God can do? Because God can do more and more than what you can do. The Bible says, greater is him who is in me than he who is in the world. I'm in the world, hallelujah, amen, but Christ is the one who is within me. Hallelujah. So he is the one that can do great things, not me, but he can do them through me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when you come to Zacharias, the Zachariases of your life, you need to realize this. They haven't had that experience. Hallelujah. And you're looking at their lives. Like I said, these are not necessarily false prophets. These are not people that are lying on God. These are not people using the word to their benefit. These are true believers who just have never had that encounter, never had that experience. Hallelujah, praise God. And listen to the type of person like I say, when we go back and see what kind of people these were, hallelujah, amen, did they even have to rely on faith? Look, they come from a bloodline of priests. Hallelujah. Both sides. Elizabeth comes from the bloodline of Aaron. Hallelujah, amen. And Zacharias comes from the bloodline of Abia. Praise God. Hallelujah. So these people are generationally blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. They're generationally blessed. Hallelujah, amen. They didn't have to suffer. This is like a Kardashian or somebody, hallelujah, amen. You're born with money. You're born, hallelujah, amen, with prestige. You're born, hallelujah, amen, with all these things. Praise God, hallelujah. You never really had to suffer for nothing. Hallelujah. You never really had to require any faith for anything because everything was always there for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's no doubt that maybe Zacharias and Elizabeth had spent money on doctors and fertility treatments. Praise God. They had all that stuff back then. Hallelujah. Amen. And none of that worked. Hallelujah. Because they were too old. So they were going off of what man was saying because they never actually had to use their faith. You got to realize there are people out there that are preaching faith that never had to use their faith. Hallelujah, amen. They never had, their faith was, I hope my mama answers the phone. Hallelujah, because I can get the money from her. Their faith is the bank going to give us this loan. You qualify for the loan. The credit, you got the credit. That's not, hallelujah, faith. Hallelujah, amen. Faith is when you don't have a way and you just know God's going to make a way. Hallelujah, praise God. And some people say they've been in those situations, but really have never been. What they thought was that situation was all you had to do was call somebody and you just had too much pride to pick up the phone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you come into contact with these people, God wants you to know, hallelujah, amen, that there's nothing, there's something so much wrong with them. Hallelujah. It's just that they never had an opportunity to exercise their faith. Hallelujah. So your belief might be stronger than theirs. Hallelujah. Your belief might be stronger than mama's belief. Hallelujah. Because mama might tell you, no, you're not going to make this happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd rather you get a job, get a 9-to-5, get something that you know, amen, can pay the bills. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you know, where's the faith? Hallelujah. If you know that check coming every 2 weeks, that's not faith. That's a schedule. Hallelujah. Faith don't keep a schedule. Hallelujah. Faith is unexpected. Hallelujah. Faith is when I don't know if this, when I don't know how this bill is going to get paid, but I know it's going to get paid. Hallelujah. Praise God. Faith is I don't know how I'm going to get to work, but I know I'm going to get there. Hallelujah. Amen. But having faith that check going to be there, it's supposed to be there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Some of us be having faith that they're going to pay us what I have. Maybe you have faith they're going to pay you what they really owe you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you opening up that check every 2 weeks, hoping they paid you, amen, what they really owed you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But just hoping the check was there, it's supposed to be there. Hallelujah. Amen. What is your faith? Amen. If you've always stayed inside of your comfort zone. Praise God. Where is your faith whenever injustices came up around you and you went with the program and didn't stand up and fight against the injustice because you felt like you couldn't win? Where is, hallelujah, the faith? Hallelujah. When you receive a revelation, that's why the Lord told me to tell somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why they won't receive your revelation. Hallelujah, praise God, because it seems impossible to them. Hallelujah, you've lived through these things, praise God. Hallelujah, the light bill getting cut off at 5 o'clock by 4:45, you got the money for the bill in your hand. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, didn't call nobody. Hallelujah, didn't ask nobody, didn't have a plan B. See, faith is not having a plan B. Hallelujah. You think you got faith? No, you don't. You got a plan B. You got somebody you can call. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got money in the bank. Talking about faith. I got faith I'm going to pay this bill. I don't have the money, but you got it in your savings account. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't act like people be acting like they broke, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they ain't got it in their pocket or they ain't got it in their check. They got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it don't require no faith to get it. It just requires them filling out some papers, signing they John Hancock on some signatures. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then they're going to get the money. That didn't require no faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the angel is telling Zacharias right now requires faith. Hallelujah. Because medically, it's impossible. Hallelujah. Medically, it's impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. Now maybe you want a job in a certain field that you're not qualified for. Hallelujah, amen. You don't have a degree. Hallelujah, amen. You don't even have a training for it, but you know this what you want. Hallelujah, amen. And Zacharias might tell you, you ain't qualified for that, brother. Hallelujah, amen. You need to stick to what you know. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Zacharias will deter you from what God is trying to tell you. Hallelujah, because he's never had his personal experience. Hallelujah, with God. Hallelujah. Amen. You might be, amen, praise God, in a situation like them. Amen. You may not be as old as them, praise God, hallelujah, but you may feel barren. Hallelujah, amen. You may feel like you'll never have that child. Hallelujah, amen. And then somebody might come along and say, God said it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Well, how? It's been this long. I've been waiting and da 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 da. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God don't, let me tell you something. The angel wasn't trying to hear. He didn't want to hear all that. He said, I'm going to make you deaf. He said, I'm going to make you dumb. Hallelujah. To where you can't talk until this comes to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how we got to treat some people in our lives. We got to treat them like they dumb. Hallelujah, amen. And just wait for it to come to pass. Watch when it come to pass how they rejoice. Hallelujah, when it come to pass. That's why some people can't say nothing because they don't believe it. Hallelujah. You can talk all day about how you're going to accomplish this and you're going to do that. Hallelujah, amen. You're going to build this. Hallelujah. And they're okay, whatever. They ain't going to say nothing because they can't. Hallelujah, amen. You need to ask the Lord, make those people dumb around me with this doubt. Hallelujah. If I can't recognize the doubt, amen, make them dumb. That way I know they doubters. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then watch them same doubters rejoice. Praise God. When God comes through with what he said he was going to do. Praise God. Because you got to realize when God tell you something's going to take place, it's not going to look like it's going to take place. It's not going to be no miraculous. They didn't have no Viagra back then. They didn't have no kind of treatments like that. Hallelujah. So he's trying to really figure it. Well, I don't get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But what the angel said it. Hallelujah. How could you doubt it? Praise God. Hallelujah. When he doubted it. Praise God. And God took to me to tell you, it's a lot of people that are religious leaders in our community, in our churches, in our lives, that are a lot of Zacharias and Elizabeths. They are righteous before God. They believe in God. They follow his commandments. They follow all his ordinances. Praise God. But they have no faith. Hallelujah. Why? Because they haven't had the opportunity to exercise their faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is no doubt Zacharias' first time. Hallelujah. Having to exercise his faith. Hallelujah. Being in the lineage of a priest, praise God, hallelujah, is like being in the lineage of a superstar. Praise God. Michael Jackson's kids, do you think they got to exercise faith? Faith in what? What they need faith to have? To make sure the bills don't get paid? What? Praise God. So if you go to them with something about faith, they're going to be like, faith, I can just pick up a phone and make a phone call. I don't even need to use no faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Zacharias ain't have to use no faith before. Praise God. Hallelujah. He got what he got because of who he was, because who what family he was born into. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then his wife being who she was. My God, that's nothing but privilege. Hallelujah. Amen. Privileged people don't know about no faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. They don't know about faith even when they get in trouble and have to go to jail because they got expensive lawyers. Hallelujah. Amen. The poor person know about the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. The people that have to struggle, they know about the faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And that's why they can't receive, amen, anything from you. Praise God. God told me to tell you like this. Don't expect them to receive from you if they couldn't receive from an angel. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord say, just, I told you to tell them, you told them. That is the extent of your obligation. The Lord told me to tell somebody, quit worrying yourself, trying to convince people, hallelujah, what the Lord told you to tell them. You already told them. That's all you had to do. Hallelujah. That way, when it comes to pass, they can say that word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them be deaf and dumb until it comes to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember Joseph? Joseph had a dream. Hallelujah. Amen. Your cows bow down to my cows. Your stars bow down to my stars. Hallelujah. I was the ruler. I was in charge. I had this dream. I'm just a kid. Hallelujah. But it don't look like it because now they done threw me in the pit. Praise God. Hallelujah. It really don't look like it now because now I'm a slave. Hallelujah, amen. Now, I really don't look like it because now I'm a prisoner. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, but in the end, hallelujah, everything that he said came to pass. Everything God told him was going to happen in his life came to pass. Praise God. Even when the daddy didn't believe, the brothers didn't believe, it still came to pass. Praise God, hallelujah. That's why he said, write the vision down. Make it plain for those that run with it. Hallelujah, so they can run with it. Hallelujah, amen. And they say, though it take its time, amen, praise God, wait on it, because it shall not tarry. Hallelujah. In other words, it's going to be on time. It may seem like it's taking a long time to you. Hallelujah. It may not seem like that's what's going to happen. Praise God. It may not seem like God's going to make that way. Hallelujah, praise God. It may seem like right now I'm going to be, I feel like I'm going to have to do this for the rest of my life. Hallelujah, I feel like it ain't going to never come to pass. Hallelujah, I feel like this is going to forever be this way. Hallelujah, praise God. Remember, faith ain't got nothing to do with the way you feel. Hallelujah, amen. You got to increase your faith and speak over the way you feel and say, hallelujah, I know I feel like this right now. But weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah, but joy, it cometh in the morning, praise God. I'm believing God for what God said he was going to do, no matter what Zacharias tells me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord say, well, this is a message for those of you, because you trust your leaders. Hallelujah. You trust their advice. Hallelujah. You trust what they're saying. Praise God, because you're not sure if you're really, you're still trying to figure out if I'm really hearing what God is saying correctly or not. So the only person I can go to is somebody who I believe, who I think has been hearing from God. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But the Lord told me to tell you today, amen, that righteousness does not equate faith. Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord said it's more unrighteous people with more faith than righteous people. Lord, have mercy. Praise God, hallelujah. He said, say that again. There are more unrighteous people, hallelujah, that have more faith, hallelujah, than righteous people do. Hallelujah, praise God. Unrighteous people, they know God. They believe God. As soon as something goes wrong, they run to God. They ain't been in church in 20 years, but they know. Hey, I know God can make a way. Hallelujah. If they don't know no other scripture, they know with man it's impossible, but with God all things, hallelujah, are possible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the mindset Hallelujah. God wants his children to be in. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. With me, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So those of you wondering why the pastor didn't receive my revelation, why the bishop didn't listen to me, why, hallelujah, why the priest didn't, hallelujah, receive what I had to say, praise God, hallelujah, because they have never had the experience to exercise their faith like you have. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God today for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Understand that just because they righteous don't mean they got faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for everybody that has called in and tuned in on tonight. Everybody out there on Facebook radio. Amen. We tune in on the word. Amen. Has blessed you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will, amen, of course, be back online soon. Amen. With another word from the Lord. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, once again, we just want to thank you. Lord, thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to see the Zachariuses of the world. Help us to not be blinded, hallelujah, by their righteousness. And help us to see, hallelujah, amen, that their faith has not been exercised. That they can't believe, hallelujah, what you have told us. They can't believe the revelation or can't receive the revelation, hallelujah, because they have never had that experience that we have had, Lord. And we thank you on today, hallelujah, for this message. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being who you are and as God. All by yourself. And as we leave the line but never from your presence, we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. I'm going to leave y'all with that.
We in the building.
Hallelujah. Have a blessed night.
We in the building.
Yeah.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money. I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper in 98 with 2 watches and 2 chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and there wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Now all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases. And he the only way I'm gonna make it. and I might as well face it.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody. Things we do. Yeah, it's amazing.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Who is just traveling?
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions,
uh-huh.
And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10,
yeah.
Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like, now, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping.
Yeah.
You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping.
Uh-huh.
But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
See it.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
decisions turn to consequences. Guess what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen? You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going now for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. Told you the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell, but yeah. To make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars to do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I want to make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't want to do. And I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.